cows, cows, cows. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the show you've all been waiting for. The opening of the spring season starts with Utterly Awesome, the show that's moo-tastic. And now, here's your host, Blackjack. AV.
Oh yeah, dun 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 dun. That's kind of like Mortal Kombat music type thing. Hello everybody and welcome to Utterly Absurd. Wow, my volume's so loud. This is exciting. It's an acting show. VH has been wanting acting shows. I've been wanting to do acting shows. Reed is here with me. Let me. You were so kind as to introduce me. Let me introduce Reed, ladies and gentlemen. My co-judge throughout this whole thing. okay, yeah.
You love me, you really do.
This is going to be freaking an awesome season. So, everyone who auditioned got through, guys. That's how we worked it, but what we did, it's really fun, because what we did, we recorded responses to your submissions that you sent in. So, yeah, you want to explain like how to audition or how they auditioned?
Well, you had two choices of where you could audition for. You could audition for Blackjack's Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And you could audition for Reed's Kentucky Fried Pigeon. Now the bar and I just have to tell how this evolved. The Blackjack's Bar and Grill thing that started because Blackjack actually found amazingly enough. A BJ's thing on the web there, and so once I saw that Kentucky Fried Pigeon was just something that was sort of a joke with my wife and I for a long time, and then she actually found the Kentucky Fried Pigeon bucket, and then her being graphic designer, next thing you know, there was the Catch That Pigeon or don't let that pigeon. This is some storybook with Mo Willems who wrote about pigeons, and the whole thing just spiraled out of control from there. But you can apply to either one of the restaurants, and they have different questions, and you have to answer the questions in your character. And because we wanted to have a little fun, we added our characters in as well.
Yeah. So, also, we have a really cool token system, which I'm excited for. It's going to make the show like insane. Everybody who auditioned, depending on who you audition for, you get two of their tokens. So if you audition for Reed, you get two Reed tokens. If you audition for me, you get two me tokens. And they're all going to be publicly displayed on the episode page, so you can see what tokens everyone has. Other ways to get tokens and all like the specifics will be on the site, like what you could spend your tokens on. Just really quick, off the top of my head, every week you will have the option to either choose me or Reed. If you choose me, you get two of my tokens. If you choose Reed, you get two of his tokens.
Choose me.
If you choose Reed's tokens,
choose me, they will come.
You can skip rounds with Reed's tokens. That's what's up. You could skip rounds with Reed's tokens. I think it's four Reed tokens to skip around, and you get two an episode. For me, one of my tokens gives you 5 points, and you could spend as many as you want. You could also eliminate players with tokens, or you could protect yourself from being eliminated. Once again, I'll organize this more neater on the forum to help make it more clear. But are you? Oh, let's say how we judge. Well, we're not really judging.
For this round, we're not really judging. For this round, we're going to just throw a couple of extra comments in at the end. But basically, this round was mostly for fun and for you to show your commitment by sending something in. But the next rounds will definitely be judged. We still have a couple of more slots as far as this session has started. So there will be an extension to fill out those slots because we wanted to have 11 people on it. But once we get started, there will actually be point systems and things like that.
Yeah, there's three more spots left, so there will be another audition episode once those three spots fill up. Let's get on to – we're going to go in the order we receive them. So first up is Audrey Golightly,
who's
auditioning for a spot at my restaurant. Let's listen.
Okay. Thank you for applying to BJ's, home of the BJ. Now, tell me about yourself, kid.
Tell you about me. What is there to know about me? Like, dude, I'm me, and I don't even know what there is to know about me. Like, for real, I don't even know. You know, my name's Audrey. I'm 18. Yeah, I live in Texas, not that you'd know it from the voice. Hey, who knows? Anyway, yeah, I sing. It's what I do. But every now and then, you know, I get inspired and I want to do a different funny voice or something, you know? I'm good with accents and attitudes. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I like your accent. We both have that in common. Would you say yours was from Texas? Yeah. I hope you have a good Twi'lek accent, too, because that's what we're looking for here at BJ's. Now, what do you believe on people who drop shows?
Oh, boy. Here we go. You picked this question to target me, didn't you? Nah, I'm just kidding. I know you didn't, but, like, for real. I have dropped out of shows before because my real life just swamped me. And, yeah, I know that happens sometimes. It's not always a good thing, and it oftentimes screws the producers over big time. I've been on the producing end of that. Yeah, not fun. But, I think it's good that they're getting penalized in the Fantasy League. Because, you know, maybe that'll stop them from dropping unless they just absolutely have to. You know? Like Dylan always says, you know, if they're really committed to the competition, they will find a way to submit. Come hella high water.
Oh, okay, whoa. We don't like real-life swamps here at BJ's. It isn't good for business. But, I also heard you mention something about screwing producers. Yeah, I guess I would explain your hairstyle, though. Will you please tell me what you was thinking when you did it?
I don't really have a hairstyle right now. Like, I have what used to be a style, I guess. And I'm growing it out, so I probably ought to go back and get it trimmed by now. Cause I've, like, probably got split ends up the wazoo, you know? But, jeez. I don't even know. It's crazy. Like, man, my hair is just there. And it's like three different colors because the bottom of it is what I dyed bright red 2 summers ago, I think. Yeah, it was summer of 10. Yeah, summer 2010, I dyed my hair bright red, like cherry red. And the only thing that would cover back over it in time for school dress code, so I wouldn't get written up and kicked out of school, was black. So I had to dye my hair black. And then, like, I tried over the next couple of months to dye it and lighten it up, and nothing would lighten up the black until, you know, like, over time, a couple of applications of, like, a dark reddish brown kind of lightened it up. So, yeah, I've got, like, a dark reddish brown at the bottom. And then I tried to be really smart and lighten it with, like, a golden brown right before graduation because, like, I had roots to my ears. Roots to the top of my ears, literally. So, yeah. And so, I've got about that same amount of roots again now. That's my normal, you know, ash blonde, kind of dark, grayish, icky, weird dishwater color. You see why I like to color my hair, but I get so tired of the maintenance, and I'm trying to just let it grow back out to my natural color, and then maybe I'll bleach some streaks or something. I don't know. I'm a kid. What do you expect? Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing with my hair. It's crazy.
Nah, it's okay. Crazy is good. Hair is good. And colors is good. See, you remind me of autumn. Like a red, black, and golden autumn. Like a tree. Except I'm a little concerned with the roots in your ears because yeah, that's a lot of maintenance to keep up. I know because I raked a lot of leaves growing up when I was younger. So yeah, I understand your pain there. But we have a lot of fights here at BJ's. Who do you think would win in a bar fight? Nani or Skywish? Go.
Oh, good lord. That's easy. That is the easiest question on this list. Nani would win. Because Skywish is just too nice. And Nani is just way too... She's tough, yo. She would kick Sky's butt. And not that Sky wouldn't put up a fight. It's just she's too nice. She would be like pulling punches. Without meaning to it, and like Nani would kick her butt. Duh.
Yeah, Nani is fierce. She's a champ. In fact, whenever Nani enters our restaurant, it's a requirement that everyone starts screaming, "The champ is here! The champ is here!" And now really quick, make up a word on the spot right now. Go!
Oh lord. See, I'm good with words that already exist. I'm not so great with making new words. Like, does it have to be, like, a word that makes sense? Or can it just be, like, sock monkey-itis? It's when you get sick because you were sick one time and you had a sock monkey. And the sock germs got on the sock monkey and you forgot to wash it. And then next time you held it, you got sick again? Or does it have to be something like that legit sounds like a word? Like, I'm so confused by this question. What does this question even mean? What does it have to do with anything? This is... absolutely crazy, and I don't speak English anymore. Good lord. Anyways. Okay, dokie. I think we're done here. Oi. I don't even know. Like... Yeah, how do I even know when I'm done? I assume I've answered all the questions? I don't freaking know. These questions are ridiculous! If I were ever actually asked these in a genuine interview, like, for a face-to-face interview, I would just walk right out of the place. None of this makes any sense and has anything to do with anything. I'm like, why? Anyway, now that I sound like I'm sick, I think I'm gonna go home and take some cough drops and some DayQuil or NyQuil. I think it's nighttime, so I think I'll take NyQuil, yeah. And yeah, I think I'm gonna get the breathing better and just, you know, go home.
Whoa, 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 this is a genuine face-to-face interview. Can't you see my face? Can't you see my pencil-thin mustache I groom twice a day? You freaking numbchuck. The last question was really to test your stress and how you deal with things, okay? Okay? And you ended up passing with flying colors. Congratulations and welcome to BJ.
Say that again.
I'm going to use that with one of my patients. See, your problem today is that your nose is suck monkeyitis. That's what the problem is. Right there. See, it's right there in my medical books, you know?
What's the only prescription for suck monkeyitis is cowbell. It's some utterly absurd cowbell.
That's utterly absurd. Audrey, you're like from New York. I feel like you're one of the homies here. This was awesome. Like your Texas girl with an accent. This is an actual good accent. I thought it was legit.
She's a Texas girl with the New York accent.
She's got a New York accent. I'm telling you, Nani's going to listen to this, and she's going to be like, girl, you talk like a New Yorker.
Nani.
But you laugh like Peter from the Family Guy.
I hope. Yeah, Peter. This is good, Audrey. Congratulations on earning yourself 2 blackjack tokens. Ting, ting. That's a noise I'm going to make every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get on. Next is your first applicant, Guild Dragon.
Yeah, this is good. Okay.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, Bob, could you get my first applicant on the phone for me, please? Thank you. Oh, I hate this process. Yes, hi. This is Captain Panders. You'll just have to excuse the name. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken gave us a lawsuit over the whole Colonel Sanders thing, so I had to change myself to Captain Panders. Anyway, tell me something about yourself. What's your name, son?
Yeah, my name is Jack. I'm 27. Just Jack now.
Okay, well, so just Jack. Can you tell me something interesting about yourself?
Yeah, well, I used to be a stripper in my spare time. But,
a stripper?
The league where I used to dance at is since out of business, so not really doing that anymore.
Okay.
I have a lot of musical talents, did some history with that, and people love it when I introduce myself to them all the time.
Okay, hold on one second, please. He's got sirens off in the background. You think he's okay? Maybe he's from New York. We could use more pigeons from up there. I'll keep the conversation going. Okay, Jack, I'm sorry about that little delay. I'm back. So let me ask you another question. What qualifies you to work in a fine chain restaurant like Kentucky Fried Pigeon?
I want
to
be your teardrop.
What the hell was that? Wait, no, about skills.
Oh, skills. Yeah, skills. Sorry, lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
I'm really good at stripping.
What?
Feathers off. Pigeons. That's what you need here, right?
Okay, right, yes.
I can totally do that, man. Okay, also, if you need to get the ladies who visit this chain to tip more. I'm good at getting those too.
Okay. Let's move on to a different question. Okay, so I heard sirens in the background over there. So I understand you're probably from up north, maybe like New York or something like that. You know, New York's got lots of pigeons, so they're thriving and all that. But we down here in South Carolina, sales have been kind of down. So we're kind of looking for some management potential. Let me ask you, what solutions would you suggest for such a problem?
Managing. I've advanced experience putting fear into the hearts of people. I could use it to drive the employees to do a better job and push them for better sales. Plus, if I taught them pole or strip dancing, it would certainly drive sales more.
I see. Well, I don't know how pole dancing is going to get us more pigeons, but okay, I like your gumption. Let's try another question. How about this? Sometimes, you know, we get a customer get upset over our product. I mean, it is pigeons and all that. We find that using new words keeps him off the guard in such situations. So I'm going to ask you to make up a word right here on the spot. Tell me what it means.
Word. Striptastic.
Ooh.
Meaning that the food here is so magnificent that you can eat it off my chest as I strip.
Well,
or just that the pigeon strip tastes good. Yeah.
This is awkward. Okay, that's good. That's good. That definitely put me off my guard. That's what we're looking for. All right, look. Before you get called, I gotta admit we did a little bit of a background check. You gotta understand when I ask you this question that we're pretty well connected with the local sheriff, so we can call to verify facts. But it's our job to do our due diligence, if you understand what I mean. Okay. So with that in mind, my last question is, I'd just like you to explain exactly what it was that happened last New Year's Eve. Look, we've only heard rumors, but they still haven't found all the chickens.
Oh, New Year's, you heard about that.
I did.
I was booked for this birthday gig, and this is really embarrassing, but I had to do a strip tease to the chicken dance, and I misheard what she meant when I overheard someone say, choke the chicken.
Choke the chicken?
Never again. I'm doing better, though, with therapy. Never can look a drumstick the same way again after that.
Oh.
Feathers everywhere.
Okay, I think we're done with this conversation. Well, look, let me say that in my position as Captain Panders of the organization, I can tell you right now that you're definitely more awkward than we usually have here, but I think we could use business like this. I think that perhaps if we had stripping or pole dancing at Kentucky Fried Pigeon, maybe that would attract more customers to us. I like your gumption. And you know what? I think I'm going to give you a chance. In fact, I like you so much, I'm going to give you some of our new tokens. We got two of these nice here Reed tokens that we got here for these new brand new shiny Kentucky Fried Pigeon Reed tokens. Two of those are going to go to you because you did such a good job with your application. So I look forward to you coming on board, and thank you very much for applying. Hello? Are you still there? Oh, shit, I think we lost our connection. Did we lose our connection? Well, I hope he heard me, because I don't even know what his phone number is to call him back. We got anybody else?
I think I have real fun listening to the types of accents you guys are doing, and then I try and mimic them myself. It makes that fun. With the gumption. Let me just say, Reed, your acting was, like, so believable. Just some of the things you're saying, like, when you're talking about the police connection. We got Jack the Stripper. He auditioned for Kentucky Fried Pigeon. What does that say to you?
It's creepy in so many ways.
So many ways. Oh, yeah. Jack the Stripper. He scared me.
This audition made me lol.
This is good. I'm glad to have him on the show.
Yeah, this is great. This was a great one to start off with. I really, every time I listened to it, I laughed. Especially Striptastic.
Yes, I forgot.
Boy, that won it for me.
Striptastic. Striptastic. We need to start it. I'm going to start a Striptastic movement at my restaurant. Okay, let's get on to Janie Gurley.
Janie Gurley? Wait, she's not next, is she? I think.
I think,
Janie Gurley and Stratoferris came kind of at the same time, so I lost track of which came first.
Okay, Janie and then Strato. Let's go.
Okay.
Girls first.
Ladies first.
Even though Gil is ladies first. All right.
Okay, it looks like our next Oh, wow. This is kind of cool. Our next applicant's name is Oz. Just like the Wizard of Oz. Isn't that clever? Wait, I wonder if that means like Oz the prison. Oh, gosh, I hope not. Or maybe it's that quacker doctor on the TV. I watch him, you know. He tells me all sorts of things, and I tell my doctor what he's supposed to do based on what I see on Dr. Oz, because Dr. Oz knows what he's talking about. Oh, I wonder if Dr. Oz is the one who's applying. Let's go see. Would you patch the phone call into me, please? Right. Hello? Hey, Dr. Oz? Wait, hello? Who is this?
My name is the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, my God, it's the witch.
And I am Forever 27.
Of course you are.
It's so true, isn't it?
Yes, yes, whatever you say. Well, I gotta admit, I wasn't expecting you on the phone, but I guess we can proceed forward. So, tell me something interesting about yourself.
My thing of interest would definitely be my minions and power.
Power.
Those ruby slippers. Need those slippers.
You know we don't have ruby slippers here.
Anyway, what qualifies me to work is I have all the power you could probably want.
Such as?
I have magic.
Ooh.
Which I know magic is very popular in the food business.
Well, sure, sure.
And if these sales are down, then don't you know all you need to do is kill everyone that you have a problem with.
What? Okay, how about we change the subject? I'm going to ask you. Oh, I got one. How about you give me a brand new word?
New
just come
word.
Straight off your head and make me forget everything you just said.
Fire dandies.
Whoa, that's a word.
It's like candy, but it's made out of fire.
Oh.
Perfect for a wicked Zoe like me. As you can see.
Well, I'm not quite sure how well fire candy would sell, but if you got magic, okay. Boy, you sure do meet the strangest people in this business. Oh, all right, let me just ask you one more question, Miss Witch. Last New Year's Eve, there were a lot of rumors about stuff that happened. Maybe you could tell me exactly what it was that happened. We only heard the rumors, Well, they still haven't found all the chickens, so maybe you could explain a little bit?
Oh, don't you remember? On New Year's Eve, we strolled along the beaches, and maybe we held hands, and it was quite, what do they say, lovely, and, chickens? Is that what you say? First of all, I thought you're... Kentucky Fried was pigeons.
Well, it is.
And now you're talking about chickens?
No, no, I mean chickens and New Year's.
A bit fishy, eh?
No, New Year's.
But anyway, the chickens.
New Year's.
All right, I'll admit it. I've used them in my witchy brew.
I see.
It's true.
Okay.
I have witchy brew.
Okay.
And it is made out of chickens.
Chickens.
They're quite delicious.
Chickens.
In soup.
In soup.
And in witch's brew.
And...
So that's what I did.
Okay. Well, I guess that's reasonable, I guess. Now, first of all, I just want to say that I'm a big, big fan of the Wizard of Oz. Not a big fan of the witch, I'm afraid. But please, don't turn me into anything crazy. We've got a whole brigade of water if we absolutely need it. It does concern me just a little bit because sometimes there is water that splashes and the last thing on earth I want my employees doing is melting down into the ground. Then again, it would cut down on our costs if we had your flying monkeys delivering our Kentucky Fried Pigeon places. So that would be pretty helpful. I have to say that the green on you is... Well, I'm sure it's very becoming. And if we hire that other guy with the big head, maybe we could use the mind trick on them and they won't notice the green. No, the green looks lovely. I'm sorry. I don't want you pissed off at me. Please don't be pissed off at me. So anyway, I believe that we could bring some originality to this, and the Wizard of Oz is very well known, as you know yourself. You probably could cast some magic on them, and people would just eat whatever the heck you wanted them to. So, I'm basically too scared of you to say no, so I'm going to say yes, and you can come on board and join our crew. Right, so I don't think there's anything else for us to say. Just hopefully you could, you know, be nice and
have a fine day.
Yes, like that, without the cackle. Oh, okay. Bye now. Is she off? Can you please hide my ruby slippers? I don't want her finding them. She's going to go nuts on me.
Do you have a pair of ruby slippers, Reed?
No. Connor does, actually.
Ever, yeah. The Wicked Witch of the East. This is funny. I love how...
East or the West? I thought she said West.
It was West. No, it was West. You're right. It was West. Wait, isn't the West the Good Witch?
No.
Oh.
No.
North is...
North and south are the good witches. The west is the bad one. The east gets under the house.
The east gets killed.
Unless it's wicked when the witch is good, but you know.
Which one's from Wicked?
The witch of the west.
Okay. Elphaba.
Elphaba.
Yeah. This is exciting to hear Janie do a little like witch. The witch thing. Never heard it before, and I love when talking like in between you guys, like chickens. I thought it was...
the chickens, yes, the chicken soup.
Chickens. That explains that. What happened to the pigeons?
That's right. That's right.
I don't doubt her.
I actually like this a lot. I would give one. You know, some of these I didn't mark down that you get the tokens, but you also get tokens, Janie. So
don't worry. Yeah, I didn't tell any of my people they got tokens. So it'll be a nice surprise when they're listening and they're like, oh, I get tokens.
Oh, I didn't tell them. They're all learning it now.
Oh.
I would, during the weeks to come, I just give you one little feedback. A little more energy into your character would probably spice it up a bit, but I actually enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm. Go all out. Hang up your self-pride card at the door and then come in, and you see I do that a couple times in here with my recordings. I'm like, you know what, I have to do an accent. I'm not good at it, but it'll sure be energetic and
right. And your little dog too.
Yeah. Next up is Stratiferius, newbie to VH, producer of Hat.
Whoa. What is this?
Hello, you pathetically significant fools. I am the Mind Ticker. And I am here to join your little Kentucky Fried Pigeon Corporation. Ooh, but I know what you're thinking, because I can take your mind. Ooh, wow, how you doing this, Mind Ticker? Well, it's a secret. My name is Mind Ticker. Oh, there's more stuff to it, but I can say it because it's copyright. My age... 800 years old, and I only look like I'm 20. That's the beauty of mind-taking. My current underwriter is Spink, just so you know, right? What qualifies me to work in this fine chain of restaurants? Well, you see, I can mind-take people, and they will go, and they will walk up to the cashier and say, I don't know what I want. And then I'll be like, you want to eat the Kentucky Fried Pigeon Burger? And they'll be like, I want to eat the Kentucky Fried Pigeon Burger. And I'm like, good, here's your change, goodbye. See, I can mind take people and force them to eat at your stuff. What suggestions do I have for the North Carolina branch? Well, you see, we need to put a whip right over the entrance. And every time people walk in, they'll be like, oh, what's this? What is this whip here for? And then, you know what we'll do? Well, say, well, it's for special occasions. And they'll be like, oh, I want to see the special occasion. I want to see the whip being used. So they come back every time with no mind ticking, and they'll come back, and they'll look at the whip, and they'll ask, what's going on? Well, I'm going to eat while I don't see what's going on. And once they realize what's going on, it's going to be too late.
Because they'll be dead.
I also have a new word I just made up. It's called Snickety Doodles. Yes. Snickery Doodles. What I mean by Snickery Doodles is that Snickery Doodles fits everything. Sometimes I like to play Snickery Doodles. I like to close the door to my room and Snickery Doodles. I sometimes Snickery Doodles to my teacher. Anyway, wow, that you do really remember the New Year's Eve thing? You see, here's is what happened. Morgan Freeman was here, and he was wanting to eat a hamburger. And he was like, I'm Morgan Freeman, and I want to eat a hamburger, because you either get busy living, or you get busy chicken. And then I, the mind taker, went and got a little bunch of chickens to give to him. And he said,
chickens.
And I said, yes, chickens. And suddenly the chickens grow faces, and they looked like a bad cartoon character. And they were voiced by Robin Williams.
We're chickens.
And they wanted to eat Morgan Freeman. So Morgan Freeman turned around and said, oh, I'm gonna get busy running or get busy dying. So he jumped on his penguin and said, fly, penguin. And penguin flew. And after him came a bunch of chickens, but the chickens could not fly because they were voiced by Robin Williams. What happened next is that there was Morgan Freeman flying on a penguin rainbow. And there were fireworks going in the background. And the chickens were blowing themselves up in the sky, trying to hit Morgan Freeman. Until one chicken hit him and exploded in a ball of joy and fun and orations. Plus, I think everyone got drugged after that. And now, that's why you should hire me to participate in your chain of restaurants, or else I'll take your minds with my mind-taking powers.
Turn it off! Turn it off, please! Turn it off! I think he was taking my mind. Okay, wait, I'm thinking clearly again. It's okay now. So how do I do the video response? So I just hit the button right here? Okay. Right. Greetings, what's his name? Okay, greetings, Mind Taker. This is Colonel Panders. No, it's not Colonel, is it? I'm sorry. Tell the lawyers I'm sorry. This is Captain Panders. I have to tell you by the technical rules of the lawsuit that it has to be Captain Panders because Colonel Sanders is the Kentucky Fried Chicken's guy and we are Kentucky Fried Pigeon. Okay, having said that, I would like to say thank you very much for your universal response to us. I think that would be the right phrase for that, right? The trans-universal response to us. I have to admit, I've never had anybody who was 800 years old. But based on your picture, your head's a little big. But, you know, hey, you look 20, and that's all that really matters, too. And if you're going to take people's minds, I guess they're really not going to notice how old you are they? Anyway, I appreciate you not taking my mind. You didn't take my mind, did you? Did he take my mind? Shit. Well, I'm just going to hope you didn't take my mind because it seems like I'm still thinking straight. Although I seem to have this really strong urge to hire you. I'm not. Did you do that? Well, anyway, I like your gumption. Let's just say that. You can have them all eat our stuff. I love it. I think it's great. As it turns out, if you can convince people, we do have a new line of stuff coming up. We got some fried goldfish, and we'll have some prairie corn dogs. But we're just a little unsure of how to market that. So if you can convince people with your mind voodoo powers to come eat our food, that'd be fantastic. But I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure snickerdoodles is already a word. I don't know that you really made that up. I mean, okay, you call it snickery doodles, but I thought of the cookies when I heard that. And then again, cookies made me think I wanted to eat. So you know what? That's pretty good. That gets people going. They won't even notice the little corn dogs with, you know, little toenails in it. Oh, gosh. Well, we got rid of those and the lawsuit's over with that anyway. So, okay. I got to say, though, how the hell did you meet Morgan Freeman and Robin Williams? These are like my favorite people. That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. By the sounds of it, it sounds like you met Obama, too. I don't know. It didn't quite sound like Morgan Freeman to me. It sounded a little more like Obama. But that could just be me. I don't really know. But I'm going to say that it really does satisfy my curiosity about what happened with those chickens and what happened with Morgan Freeman. I mean, I know Morgan Freeman was out of commission for a couple of weeks, so now I understand it all. So I appreciate all the truth coming out finally. It's sort of like being at Roswell all over again. Anyway, thank you very much for your application, and I think that I will take you, because that's just what my mind's telling me to do. Right. I'm going to go now transfer some money to your account. Bye.
Oh, he took your mind, Reed.
He took my mind. But I can't take my body. My body is my own.
This is scary. I like this guy. I mean, I'd want him to work for my restaurant, taking people's minds and stuff.
They wouldn't know, because they would think that, you know, like he was their mama or something.
Oh, that's true. Or they think he's like Robin Williams or Barack Obama. I really like Stratovarius, how he just went like all crazy, all out with this. I want to see more auditions like that. Good job, man.
Yeah, that was craziness.
You want to add anything?
I don't know. That was crazy. I did get a kick out of this one. This is not one that I could cut and paste, because he made it so cohesive together that I had to leave it connected. This was fun. I enjoyed this. I have no idea who the mind taker is, but I just kind of
I noticed that. He's from another ultra-universal dimensional planet. This is exciting. He sounds like someone who could do a lot of voices, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I love the dumb voice. I don't know what I want.
Yeah. This is going to be good. Next up is, now we're getting back into my audition.
Back on your turf.
For Blackjack Store. First up, or I guess second up for me, is going to be Russ.
Russ.
Listen to Russ Russell.
Welcome to BJ's, home of the BJ. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm applying to work at your restaurant because I like to eat. Oh, I know, it doesn't look like it, but I do. My name is Charles C. Charlson. No, the C in the middle doesn't stand for Charles, everybody asks that. It stands for Canyon. It's a family name. I've been working at a paper distributor. Going up around all that paper, I get hungry, and they don't approve, you know, of eating the paper. It's a nervous habit, and I'm trying to cut down. I think that if the only paper I'm around is the cardboard boxes that you put the pizza in, I won't eat so much.
I like you, kid. You remind me of myself when I was a strapping young lad. Although paper is a very unhealthy material to eat, you should probably stop doing that. Let's see, next question. What are your thoughts on people who drop shows?
Oh, I don't approve of people who quit. I mean, I understand. You have to pity people who are under such pressure that they gotta quit, but no, they shouldn't. Unless they got a really good reason. Like, trying to get away from all that paper. It's really not good for you, you know?
You're compassionate. A trademark quality that I admire about myself. But your hair, what is it? Why?
My hair? Well, I guess it does look a bit odd. But I like symmetry, you know? So that's why it's parted in the middle, why it's slicked down on both sides. If you don't do that, one side usually pops up and throws off the balance. And you gotta have balance with the stacks of paper. Pete's might fall. If you see that your hair is off balance, it throws everything off. I try not to look in the mirror, just in case.
A compassionate mathematical guy. Now, I do think I have hit the jackpot here. Don't be so afraid of mirrors, though. I will teach you to love them. Now, which one of these lovely ladies do you think would win in a bar fight? Nani or Skywish?
I never watch bar fights. But I think Nani would win. I've heard her. She's really scary. Skywish sounds friendly, so I don't think she's a good fighter. But I would root for her.
I would root for Skywish, too. Oh, I would root for her. She does have a boyfriend, though, so you might want to be careful of that. All right, now make me up a word on the spot.
You want me to make up a word? Oh, I don't do that. But, well, I've never told anyone. But, you know, when you open a new ream of paper and take their first nibble? Not that I would do anything like that. I'm quitting, I promise. But they don't all taste the same. Some are much more delicious than others, and I sort of keep score. It really depends on the fiber content. That's what affects it the most, I think. It affects its, what I like to call its, remediality. That is, how much you really want to eat of that particular ream of paper. But I'm not doing that anymore.
You know, I like you, kid. I really do. But paper, it's a thing of the past. Let me introduce you to some new friends. Ribeye, Porterhouse, and Sirloin. You are gonna get to know these guys very well. Congratulations on the job, kid. You earned it.
And that was paper eating Russ.
Paper eating Russ with this fiber content.
It's really high in fiber.
That's so funny. In the home of the BJ. Wow, what are you selling there?
I know, like.
I want to go there.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good way to bring in secret business.
Yeah, I know. Gotta do. That's why I got hired. I hired two women for my. Okay.
Oh dear.
Glad to have Russ.
Backpedal,
yeah. Glad to have Russ on the show. This is really funny, Russ. You love how you built a character with it. Awesome.
Yeah, Russ and his legit character there is really staying consistent to it.
I'm really excited if that's like a taste of or a glimpse of what we're gonna see in the future rounds, like having characters to like it's a good idea for you guys listening to, you know, build a character. Makes it more exciting.
You think that he ate his notes?
Yeah.
It's good for spy work.
He ate his notes. Okay. Next is Tregatree. Again, auditioning for BJ's Home of the BJ.
Home of the BJ. Or how?
Okay.
Welcome to BJ's Home of BJ. Now tell me about you.
This question, tell me about yourself. This strikes me as funny, number one, because it is not, by definition, a question. But also because there are so many selves to a person within their lifetime. And me, most of all. I mean, there is the self you are when you are first born and you are the most detestable type of creature a human can ever be. There is the self you are when you first start school and you are open to any knowledge that can reach you. And there is the self you are when you first kiss a boy, and you have such innocence about it, that it could never mean anything more. And then there is the self you are when you first kill a man, and you finally come to grips with the reality of the world. Especially, of course, when you need that first snack. But to cut it short, I suppose I could say that my name is Lilith, and I am a vampire.
You are beautiful, lady, you know that? I love the heavy eyeshadow and the lipstick. It makes your fangs stand out. What do you think about people who drop show?
As for my beliefs on people who quit shows, I suppose I will take any excuse to have an afternoon snack.
Afternoon snack. I love you. I love hair too. Explain it to me.
My hairstyle, it was very popular at the time. This was some 400 years ago, I believe, but I have not seen any need to change. It has come in and out of style, and so I know that if I keep up with this for just a little bit longer, it will come back into style once again.
Listen you to me very carefully. You are perfect. You do not need to change hair. You go to bar fight with me, who would win, Nani or Skywish?
Who would win in a bar fight, Nani or... I do not know who these people are, really. I have seen pictures, I think. Nani, to my knowledge, is a whore, and Skywish is a zombie, I believe. So, between a whore and a zombie, this is actually quite a tough question, you see, because I like to think of myself as almost something between a whore and a zombie, because I have a bit of a penchant for the lustier nature of the unlife, and I also like to eat parts of the human, sort of, because I have to. So, if I put the two pieces of myself against each other, I am not sure which one would win, whether it would be the whore side or the, uh, the monster side. But, I am just going to go with, the sexy side must always win.
Unfortunately, we don't sell human, but the way you grab left boob when you said monster side and grab right boob for sexy side, yes, it showed me that you have mastered the inner turmoil amongst yourself and are perfect undead being. Now make me up word on spot.
Now you want me to make up a word on the spot? The last time I made up a word, you started using it all the time. I think, you know it now, it is sadistic. But, in case that is cheating, oof, I shall make up the word, Vesithri. Yes, Vesithri is the word that describes that feeling of hatred, utter, undying hatred that you feel when a person devastates you to years and years of torment, of never, ever being able to be fulfilled or reach an ending. And that hatred, there is no equivocable hatred, and that is whatever that word is that I said before. Sure, we'll go with that.
You made sadistic? I use that word all the time. I have much vasifkithi for people who quit my show. So hopefully you don't do that, and glad to have you on board. Welcome. I look forward to getting to know you better later.
Mother Russia, father worker.
When Russians invade Jamaica, that's who you get, my interview guy. And what'd you say about Trek? I'm recording, by the way.
Well, what did I think about Trek? I thought it sucked. It bitched. Oh, bad vampire jokes. Okay, no. It sucked the blood. No, it didn't suck. It was actually really good. This is the cascade of accents. We sort of traveled all over the world, especially the Vesachni thing when you became Israeli.
Vesachni.
I love the statistic line. That was actually my favorite line in the whole thing about I made up this word, so these things could use it all the time. Aside from the other two things that, of course, stood out was Blackjack's amazing, epic Russian-Jamaican accent.
this is what I like about Tragatrees is she's just, like, made a character and had fun with it, and I had fun recording with it, and that's what I want to show. I want
She totally had fun with it, and she kept to the character, which was vampires are her thing, you know, Tim and all. Mm-hmm. But the other favorite part of mine was the whole Nani Sky answer. That was great. And I just sort of started dreaming up the whole, like, Tragatree Crispy Mini Wheats thing, you know, like the whore side and the crispy side. The sweet side.
That was good. Like she was, like, totally, like, went into it.
I liked it.
Like, legit.
I seriously laughed out loud when she's like, well, what is a whore?
Next up is yours. The last two are actually yours, Reed.
Okay. I like the next one. Okay.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Next one is Will Navison.
Yay, Will's back.
VH. Oh yeah. Will's back.
Actually, the funny thing was is that he kind of caught me, and we did one of the Will and the Jerks riffs on the Lorax, and afterwards I was like, hey.
Hey, utterly absurd.
Hey, Bob, looks like we got another application over here. This one came in by email. It's anonymous. I'm just going to play it, okay? Right, so I guess we'll just email them back or something? I don't know. All right, what do we got?
Hi there. I'm here to apply for Reed's Kentucky Fried Pigeon, if that's okay. My name is Joseph. I'm 8 years old, and if you can't really tell, I'm actually a hippopotamus. Thing about that is, I was kind of getting sick of living out in the water. The river of Africa. I taught myself English, and I want to. I've also learned to stand on 2 feet. It's kind of hard, you know. being a hippo and all, but you know, I manage, and well, my main interest is floating in the river and eating tourists that wander into the river. Well, you see, I'm qualified for this job because there's not really a whole lot to do down in the river except eat tourists and occasionally watch television. So I constantly see this commercial. I even know the little jingle too. Get your fix down at Reed's Kentucky Fried Pigeon, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm sweating like this. It's warm outside. What with the weather and all, and the fact that I'm a giant hippopotamus and all. Anyway, what qualifies me for this job is, I've seen the commercial a bunch of times. I see how they do it at the restaurant. You know, it seems like an easy job even for a hippopotamus. You just take a thing full of freeze-dried breaded pigeon, dump it in the deep fryer, pull it out. I mean, what's not to get? I'd be perfect for that job. It'd be awesome. Let's see. What's the next question? Our New York branch seems to be thriving here. North Carolina sales have been down. We're looking into management potential. What solutions would you suggest? I'd suggest, threatening the people. Since I'm a hippopotamus, I can threaten to eat them if they don't come to our North Carolina store. I mean, you would get a whole bunch of people coming. Oh, what with them being threatened to be eaten by a giant hippopotamus in Carolina. I mean, who would argue that? I mean, you would probably go eat at McDonald's if you were threatened to be eaten by a giant hippopotamus. I mean, I know I would, and I'm a hippo. I'm a big, big hippo. by the way, if you're wondering, all hippos sound like some sort of weird Muppet when we talk, if we spoke English. I know it's weird, but... we'll see. If a customer ever got upset over a product, I thought of some great new words to keep them off their guard in such situations. If the pigeon was too dry, I would say that it's just, we cooked a very old pigeon, that's right, and that's why the meat is tough and dry. If there happens to be a screw or a nail in one of the pigeons, not in one of the fried pigeons, I mean, not that there would be, I would have to say that he was a regular at the downtown mechanics, you know? I mean, getting his little pigeon car fixed, I mean... I'm sorry, my throat's getting kind of sore, and it's hard talking. You know, my lip and my mouth muscles aren't so good at forming human words like they ought to. What with me being a hippopotamus and all. I see. I understand you are well connected with the local sheriff department and can call to verify facts, but and as for what happened on last New Year's Eve, you see, I had a bet with a bunch of my other hippo friends who also happened to speak English. you see, they tried to bet me how many chickens I could actually fit into my gaping gullet you call a mouth. I got in 10, by the way. I was hungry. I'm always hungry. I'm a hippopotamus. all those chickens, they felt so good just sitting in my mouth and you know, just clucking away. And I don't know what's what. The chickens, they're so smart, they don't even learn how to speak English. I'm so sorry, I ate all the chickens. Please, I need this job. I don't want to go back to living with my mother. She doesn't even speak English. All she does is just lay around and muck. I think this interview went well, and I hope to hear from you sometime soon. My contact number is over there on the pad, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Wait. Oh, wait. Oh, What pad? What is he talking? Is there a pad? Was there like some pad of paper that was sent by email or something? He sends this email and there's no pad. All right. I'm just going to hit record here and maybe Bob will get somehow this sent back to the hippo. Listen, this is by far the most unusual request. I've never actually met a hippo that talks before. I mean, well, there were the hungry, hungry hippos, and they're kind of too famous for us. We tried to get them earlier, but this would be very interesting to hopefully have somebody of your stature. I'm pretty sure that would bring people to our establishment. Now, I need to make sure, though, that, you know, if we give you the job, you're not going to just go crazy eating all the pigeons like you apparently did with all the chickens. But, you know, Ronald McDonald, that's a clown. I mean, clowns, hippos, really not that much different. They both got big feet, right? And both look kind of funny when they're standing up. So it's quite possible that this could, that this could kind of work. Now, I want to say that I like your people skills. I think that if you can resist eating the customers, that this could be a very good fit for us. Now, I will say this. It might be a little bit of a disadvantage for us because, the American Act. The American Disabilities Act does say that we have to accommodate for all of our employees, and I'm not quite sure that our doors are going to be wide enough for you, so we might have to rebuild the whole building just to let you in. Although you could, I guess, work in the drive-through. I guess we could have people just kind of drive by. We could pretend like you're one of the statues, and then you could talk. That would probably freak people out. But I think, all news is good news, and if people hear about the crazy talking hippo statue, I think that might bring them to our business. I think we have some potential here. Now, my only concern is, how do we get you here from the Amazon? I know you're walking on two legs, but I'm going to guess that the planes are probably not able to accommodate you. Are you able to swim across the ocean to get to us? Because that's kind of important. I guess we could open a branch on the Nile River or something like that. I'm sure that Egypt or one of the African countries is probably looking for some extra business. We could try and do it with them. But anyway, we'll try and get in touch with you. And I'm just going to say that I do believe you could be a very valuable member of our team in some form or capacity. And we'll start off by giving you two of these Read Here tokens. So that'll help you along in your journey. Oh, well, thank you so much for applying, and do me a favor, when we meet each other, don't eat me.
Ow, Reed, I'm so... What a hippo.
I love this so much. This is my favorite of the night. This is really
good. He was, like, totally immersed.
I've listened to this audition now, because between getting it originally and mixing it and playing around with it to do that last bit, I've heard this audition like 5 or 6 times, and every freaking time I hear that laugh, I fall apart. That laugh kills me.
This is insane, and it had a build to it.
And the eating the tourist line, and I don't want to go back to my mother. It's like neurotic Jewish hippo.
I could picture this being like an actual like cartoon cow voice with like.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Or not cow. Well, it could be a cow or a hippo. Any of those big animals that walk on fours. I'm just going to picture a cow because the name's utterly absurd. So.
Right, there you go. This was awesome.
Good job, Will. Excited to have you on the show.
And I totally forgot when we were listening to it about my whole comparing the hippo to Ronald McDonald thing.
Oh, man. I would eat a McDonald's if a hippo scared me.
Yeah, there you go.
if he was for a threat to eat. Hippos kill more people than lions. They kill more people, I think, more than, I don't know. Hippos are dangerous and deadly, though, and they will make you eat a KFP. last up of the night, God is in today, Jinxers.
Jinxers
is freaking awesome, by the way. I just want to say that. Like, Jinxers,
oh, yeah, you're the hero of the night, dude.
He is, okay. Yeah, he is. Okay, let's listen to Jinxers.
Okay, so welcome to Kentucky Fried Pigeon. Listen, very nice to have you. Why don't you have a seat right here? What's your name?
Well, my name is Steve. Steve Flats.
Okay, Steve, so how old are you?
Last I recall, I was
this many?
What, six?
My mama didn't really teach me no fancy book learning.
But that's just counting to six.
So, y'all mentioned something of interest, right?
Right, right. You know, you're right. We should probably move on to something a little less complicated. Tell me something of interest.
Well, my wife handles what goes on at the bank, so maybe I should give her a call on the teledingy.
The bank?
Y'all give me a sec.
But, no, wait. We're in the middle of an interview.
Darlene. Yeah, no, I'm not applying like you said.
Bob, where'd you find these people?
No, they asked me something about something of interest. I told them you did all the banking, so I told them to hold on while I called you up. Right. Right. Oh. Well, now, why couldn't they just say so?
I don't know, he's on the phone with his wife.
I know, but you think they could have said so, just tell he say something about yourself. All right. Anyway, I should get back.
Okay.
Love you too, sugar britches.
Mr. Steve? Mr. Steve?
All right, well, yes. You know, I was just confused over the wording of that last one.
Oh, I can see why that would be confusing.
I know these here parts better than anybody around Yonder, I reckon. Shoot. Can't nobody find nothing around here better than me.
Okay. So, right, so maybe we should, maybe move on to the next question. We'll see if we can't find ourselves something a little simplified. How about, what qualifies you to work in a fine chain restaurant such as Kentucky Fried Pigeon?
I guess my qualifications speak for themselves.
Uh-huh.
I got me a ways here and back. I don't drink before noon. Not on weekdays, anyway.
I suppose that's good.
And I know how to deep-fry just about any living critter you can think of.
Now we're on to something useful.
Hell, I once deep-fried me a squirrel once. A little bit crunchy, but damn good eating.
Oh, hell yes. I loves me some deep-fried squirrel. I think we could choose that for our next line of food. That's a pretty damn good idea. Thank you for giving that to me. You know, the problem is, they're not very good when the cars run over them. You really got to catch them live for them to be good. But, okay, so maybe we can move on to the next question. Right, okay, so we have a New York branch. We have North Carolina branch down here. Of course, that's where you are right now. Now, we're looking for some fine management potential. I'm not sure you're going to qualify given your counting skills, but you know, we'll give it a try here. So what I want you to do is give me a solution here as to what we can do as far as dealing with our lack of pigeons, so to say. I mean, I think that squirrel idea is a fine idea, but maybe you could show me some variety and show me a new idea.
Well, I ain't no marketing genius or nothing, but if you're asking me, what you need up in here is some pretty-looking ladies and an open bar. Because God knows ain't nothing that'll sell anything faster than titties and beer. Am I right, brother?
Yeah, the lawsuit prohibits me from saying anything about that.
Shucks, wouldn't that be something? But really now, you get a nice big-titty girl up in here with them nice juicy thighs and ain't no man gonna care what he's buying. And you could take that one right to the bank.
That's an interesting thought. Hold that thought for 1 second. Hey, Bob. Bob, are we allowed to have big-titty girls here? Did the lawsuit say anything about big titty girls? What if they got those, like, fringy things on their nipples? If that covers them. You know, I hear art is the separation whether you can see a nipple or not. Okay, look that up for me later, would you? You know, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to see what we can do about that. Okay, let me ask you. We got two more questions, and then we'll be done. So my next question to you is this. Sometimes we get a customer who can get upset over our product. You know, it's pigeons and all that, but I don't have a problem with it. So we find that sometimes by using new words, it keeps them off their guard in such situations. So I want you to make up a word on the spot and tell me what it means.
Sclander, ooter, skirbish?
Okay.
Yeah, sclander, ooter, skirbish means,
Yeah, what does it mean?
We're looking into it, like, Yes, sir, we heard you and sclander into skirmish.
Well, that's fascinating.
If that makes sense, I guess.
It doesn't make any sense, which is what's so perfect about the word. You don't want a word that actually makes sense. You want to get them off their guard and think, my God, am I smart enough to actually know that word? This person must know what the hell they're talking about. So, all right, well, look, I got one more question. You know, I know you're familiar with these here parts, so I do want to say we'd have to do a background check. It's happening to everybody. We understand that, you know, things happen, but we heard about what happened on New Year's Eve, and at least we heard some rumors about what happened on New Year's Eve. And I need you to kind of explain it, you know, just to do our due diligence and all that. Tell us about what happened last New Year's Eve. Problem is they still haven't found all the chickens, so maybe you could enlighten us a little bit here.
Well, between you and me, me and my cousin Bradley got a hold of some PVC tubing and a cylinder of propane. And, well, we heard about this weird show from up north of the border, something Air Force. Anyway, they have this here chicken cannon where they fires things at their political weirdos and whatnot.
Right, right.
So we figured, since we knew how to make a potato cannon, and since we done had an issue with that pink Okami bastard what they put in the governor.
Whoa, I think we better stop right there. Look, you know, the governor actually has been listening in on some of our conversations in the past, especially since the district attorney had a little problem with our lawsuit. So maybe we better not talk much about the governor. Okay, listen, I think that I've heard enough. You know, we need a man of the people, and it looks like you are the man of the people. Now, I will see what we can do about getting that liquor license and getting them stars for the nipple thingy thing. I think that's not a bad idea, actually. I'll bet you our customers will go for it. Maybe not the ladies, but the guys will sure go for it. So, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take these here Reed tokens? You can have two of them, and we'll see about getting you started. All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, please leave. Thank you. Goodbye.
Reed.
Dang, that banjo worked out well, didn't it?
Oh, that banjo. That was exciting. And then I loved how you mentioned the banjo, like, picked up when you started talking about them big titty girls. Banjo players, like, oh, yeah. Getting all excited. KFP needs to decide, are they going to be a family restaurant? Or are they going to be, because BJ's, I need to start hiring some big titty girls. This is an awesome Jinkers.
You're selling BJ's, so it makes some sense.
Yeah, this
Listen, the management has gotten together, and we've decided that during the daytime we can have some hippopotamuses and some mind whippers and things like that, but at night, pull out the party-style folks, because we're getting them big-titty girls, and we're going to have us some brewskis, and what else did the people want to have us?
You guys, as long as you have to come to BJ's to celebrate, home of the BJ, we have vampires, we got paper guys, and we got New Yorkers from Texas.
You got New Yorkers from Texas. That's right.
This is awesome. Jinxers, I would say that this is, like, my favorite to listen to. Like, one of my favorites.
It's really legit, boy.
Like, well, legit. Like, that's... like, I don't know. He totally, like, immersed himself in character. Awesome. That was great. Jinxers, hand of the night.
Okay. But you know what the problem is? We still got a few spots to fill.
Yes.
We still got three spots in the roster, so get your auditions in, because we're going to close shop pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. All three of them are going to audition for BJ's, and yeah.
Well, I knows we got one heading for BJ's, but the other two, we'll just have to see.
We'll see.
But we got Hippopotamus working for us.
That's
all right,
true.
So just in case you people are confused, you're actually not assigned to us for the rest of the show. This is just to see who you get a token from for this round.
Good clarification.
You are going to have a choice. We're probably going to give you the first round, but since we didn't totally fill up the auditions, you're just going to have to wait.
Yeah. We'll give out the first round once the auditions close. Once again, every week you guys will have the option to choose either Reed or Blackjack. Depending on whose round you choose, very similar to the auditions, you will get two tokens from that person. So, yeah.
Now, each one of us will have a different theme each week.
Yeah.
And it won't always be me talking in this bum accent.
This is Country Week audition. They don't like American.
Country. Sorry. I can't believe I used the line about nipples covered being art. Okay.
that was awesome.
Each week will be different. And a famous person will be showing up on Reed Team next week, so you just have to wait.
Okay. So, check out the main page for more info. Feel free to PM me. Congrats on making it to the show. And,
Great job,